This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, in Ezekiel chapter 37, we find an impossible situation, except for the power of God. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
In Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1, we find the prophet being carried in the Spirit of the Lord to a valley filled with dry bones. In fact, the Bible says the bones were very dry. And then in verse 2, the Lord asks a surprising question. Son of man, can these bones live? I'm sure his first reaction was to think and say, no way. There is no way to breathe life into a dry bone. A few years later, I visited a battlefield on a Pacific island that I had invaded as a young Marine during World War II. It was quite an experience to go down into the old abandoned bunkers and caves that were filled with rusted-out helmets and canteens and rifles, and even some dry bones. If one of the men with me had asked if those bones could live, my answer would have been, of course not. But Ezekiel was used to surprises from the Lord by this time. So his response was, Lord, only you know. And the lesson that comes ringing through this passage is that although a situation may look impossible, all things are possible with God. During the days of the hippies in the 1960s, we were ministering in Boulder, Colorado, and trying to reach out to young people there. I recall one young man who was hooked on drugs. A lot of people told us we were wasting our time trying to help him because his drug addiction was too great. I remember one night walking with him, trying to keep him moving as he was going through withdrawal. Over a period of time, we kept talking to him about the Lord, and finally, he became a Christian. And when he gave himself to the Lord, God not only saved his soul, but completely delivered him from drugs. Later, he and another guy went off to Bible school to get some training so they could serve the Lord. And this was the young man everyone had said was too far gone. In Ezekiel's vision, when he prophesied over the dry bones, breath came into them and they stood on their feet, a great army brought to life from the dead. Christian, that's our mission from God. Do you believe there's a power that can bring to life people who are spiritually dead? The power of God can do that as you and I pray for those who are dead in trespasses and sins, as we share the life-giving gospel of Jesus Christ with them. Sometimes it appears to be a hopeless task, but remember what happened in the valley of very dry bones. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We want to help you begin a fascinating study of the Bible. We're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each day, you'll take a stimulating walk through a new passage and discover truths you can live by. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, God brings life out of destruction and beauty out of tragedy. In Ezekiel chapters 40 through 43, on Daily Discipleship.